A military doctor appointed by former President Jacob Zuma has backed his claim that he's seriously ill. The former president has not disclosed the nature of his condition, saying it's private. South Africa's National Prosecuting Authority, or NPA, wants its own medical team to examine Zuma. The former president's spokesman, Mzwanele Manyi, says Zuma feels very insulted by this.
President Zuma's attitude is one where, for lack of a better word, it's actually hurtful in terms of how he's being treated.
Hurtful is an impolite Afrikaans word meaning fed up. Zuma has over the years presented medical certificates to courts as proof that he's too ill to testify. Earlier this year, a judge openly doubted the validity of a doctor's certificate and threatened Zuma with arrest should he not appear in court. Zuma then attended the hearing, laughing and joking with supporters and showing no signs of being sick. Now, says Manyi, Zuma's integrity is once again being questioned.
Infrastructure has been put into place to second-guess the opinion or the view of the South African military hospital. Now, President Zuma is saying, why is this that I'm treated like some kind of a liar here?
Manyi says it's within President Zuma's rights to refuse any medical exams.
No person can be forced to undergo any medical examination by anyone without that person's consent.
But medical legal expert Dr. Herman Edlinger says state prosecutors have the constitutional right to question the doctor's report presented by the accused and to contest it with a medical report of their own.
Any opinion evidence that is given by any expert is allowed to be countered by an expert appointed by the other side. Now, in a case like this, where the issue is the state of health of the accused person, it is essential for the expert of the other side to be able to view the person's medical records and to do a clinical examination of the person in order to be able to come to an independent opinion as to whether he is or isn't too sick to go to court.
In early August, Zuma was taken to a hospital outside the prison where he's jailed and had surgery a few days later. He's not said what the surgery was for. The court postponed the next session of his trial to September 9 after Zuma was hospitalized. For VOA News, I'm Darren Taylor in Johannesburg.